A publicly appointed board still controls the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District, but for the last several years, the local sewage treatment plant and tunnel system have been run by a private operator, United Water. The district has had several dumpings of partially treated sewage into Lake Michigan during heavy rainstorms. Then a few days ago, during dry weather, raw sewage leaked from a pipe into the Milwaukee River. The river flows into the lake. Milwaukee Mayor John Nerquist was the prime mover to privatize Milwaukee sewer operations a few years ago. Now he's joined a group of people who say United Water's contract should be reviewed. Nerquist leaves the door open to going back to a publicly operated sewer system.
You know, every decision that's made, it's reversible. There's not a constitutional requirement that once you put something out to private contract that you have to leave it there. And one of the options would be to bring it back.
However, Nerquist contends Milwaukee has saved $140 million so far during the contract with United Water. He says with leaky sewer pipes and malfunctioning gates, United Water needs to check the system more than it usually does. A spokesperson for United Water suggests the savings to the city have been less than the mayor says, but the company contends it would welcome any review just 4 years into a 10-year contract. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.